I've done it myself many times. For example, when it came to writing this book, I had been saying for 3 years before starting this book that I was going to write a book for women on investing. I'd say it and do nothing. I'd say it again and not write one word. I'd say it again, too busy. Finally, a couple of very dear friends, not so gently, called me on it. "You're either going to get off your butt and write it or not," was one friend's words of endearment. The other said, "Talk, talk, talk, so where is it?" Carol. Another example of desire and no action is Carol. At one time, Carol handled much of Robert's and my accounting and became my very good friend. We would meet twice a month to analyze our finances.